Okay, good morning, everybody. As we consider the last section of Sefer Tehillim, second time around, so we're up to Tehillah LeDavid, or what we call Ashrei, and we're reminded of the Gemara Masechta Brachos that tells us Kol Omer Tehillah LeDavid Shlosha Pamim Bayom Muvtach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba, and the Gemara concludes that it's because it's an acrostic, so we're praising God, beginning with Arimcha Elohai HaMelech Uvrachashim Chal Yolam Vaed B'chol Yom Avrachaka. Etc. Gadol Hashem Umulam Ma'od. So we're praising God with literally every letter of the alphabet, but also the Mizmor has a transition point, as we explained it the first time around. And the transition point is after we say Malchus Chal Malchus Kol Olamim Am Shatucha B'Chol Dor V'Dor. So we speak about Hashem not just as transcendent and worthy of our praise, but as imminent, as present in our lives. So we start out with the idea of Sameich Hashem l'chol anoflim, Zokev l'chol akvufim, Inei chol ilach yisaberu, V'atan osein lam esachlam bito, Poseach hasyadechu, Masbiel l'chol cheretzom, the idea of God being available and present for us to sustain us, right? Masbiel l'chol cheretzom. So the Gemara says it's a combination of these two things. It's the idea of praising God with every letter of the alphabet, but also saying the Pasuk, Poseach hasyadechu, Masbiel l'chol cheretzom, the notion of God's imminence in our lives. So the combination of these two themes makes Tehillah LeDavid central and singular amongst all of the Mizmorei Tehillim, and that's what gives it its special place of Kol Omer Tehillah LeDavid Shlosha Pa'amim Bechol Yom. So that's what we spoke about the first time. Since we're in a little bit of a retrospective mode and thinking about again, we're dealing with the news out of Israel yesterday that the Delta variant is such that travel again is being discouraged, and the mask mandate is back, at least in part, if not in full. So again, this is a very challenging thing for us because it demonstrates that, we still have to consider these things. But, Bezrat Hashem, we're in a different place than we were, and thank God the vaccines have been doing wonderful work for all those, who took advantage and continue to take advantage, should take advantage of what they've meant. We can't compare, as tragic as it is, losing hundreds of people a day to losing, 3,000-4,000, which is, something we should never have to ever see in our lives again, that kind of magefa. So in any event, since we're in this reflective and retrospective mode, I thought I'd pick out just one pasuk, which I think really stood us in good stead, and that is Karov Adonai l'chol karav v'chol asher yikru v'emes. When we were deprived of minyanim, of shuls, we spoke a lot about this idea that it's true, that the Tfilas HaRabim is a unique opportunity. Tfilas HaRabim Nishmas, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu Moes, b'tfilas an shel Rabim, these are all Gemaras in the first parak of Masech de Brachos. We spoke very often about the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Mem, the Gemara Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, which talks about Shechina L'mala Mirosh Hashav Shel Chola, that when you're dealing with somebody who's in an Eis Tzara, Hashem is very close to that person. And that's one of the meanings of the pasuk. Karov Adonai l'chol karav l'chol asher yikru v'emes. And a person calls to God, very sincerely because they're in a sense of they're in a state of distress and they're in very dire straits. So Hashem is automatically very close to them. Shechina l'mala mirosh hashav shel chola. And we spoke, somewhat homiletically, but also possibly halachically about the idea that if Hashem is really l'mala mirosh hashav shel chola, then during a pandemic when everybody is exposed and everybody is, say, would say in Israel, chasuf, to a certain extent, right, vulnerable. So then Hashem's presence is felt. So karov Adonai v'chol karav v'chol asher yikru v'emes. But in addition to that, moving beyond just the Eis Tzara, we learned that authenticity is the calling card in terms of tefillah. Rachman Aliba Bai, Hashem wants an honest conversation with us. And anybody who tries to posture or put on pretenses in the context of tefillah, so just like we say tefillah's keva ina tachanunim, tefillah's sheker, tefillah's chazav is ina tachanunim, many times over. Of course, the whole idea of tefillah is to come in front of God and to, bare our souls, tefillah lani kiyatov, v'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho, right? Tzarasi lefanav agid. Then we have to be honest with Hashem about the things that trouble us, the things that weigh upon us. That's the entire idea of tefillah, right? The most important section of tefillah is in Shavach, or even Odah, as important as these things are, but is Bakasha. It's the heart of tefillah. It's by far the largest section of tefillah. So Karov Adonai l'chol karav l'chol asher yikra'uhu ve'emes. And Hashem is interested, and that's the big chiddush. And Hashem is interested in our tefillos. Hashem is interested in the small things that trouble us. Small things, not from our point of view, but from a cosmic perspective. we have to admit, you know, Hashem is running the world, right? Right? Hashem has many customers lining up, and yet somehow he makes himself available to all of us. And this isn't just true of the Jewish people, this is true of anybody. The only thing which is necessary to get into, you know, the door, so to speak, is honesty and authenticity. And yet, the fact of the matter is that we as the Jewish people enjoy a kind of a unique access, B'ni B'chori Yisrael, and that's referenced in this week's parsha when Balak says, Lo hibidavin b'Yakov v'lo ramal b'Yisrael, Hashem elokav v'imo, Usruas melech bo. Rashi says, Usruas melech bo, Lashon chiba v'reyos, right, that Hashem's love is with a Shechinas Malkahon Benehon, is Targum Unklos, that Hashem is really, really close to us. And so we have a unique proximity. Karov Hashem L'chol Karav is definitely true, and we have a unique proximity, and we should try to take advantage of it. So the pandemic gave us a chance to experience, even absent the Makom Tfila, and the Tfila Satzibor, of Karov Hashem L'chol Karav L'chol Asher Yikruv Emes, wherever we were davening from, our backyards, our basements, you know, we did it over Zoom so often together. Should be a memory, it should be nostalgia, it shouldn't be something that we have to do in the future, Chalila, but the important thing is that we should always remember Karov Adonai L'chol Karav L'chol Asher Yikruv Emes. You don't need any amount of money, and you don't need to come from the right family, and you don't need to have the right, degree. But tefillah is a matter of access, which is based on honesty and based on authenticity.